careful with every fire. Only you can prevent forest fires. Remember what I can do.
Sparky here. You know, the elections are coming up Thursday, and when you go to vote, I hope you remember to use both sides of the ballot. Because if you don't, it makes it a lot harder for me to count them.
Wow, I see that. Blue Pride here, you there. And use that one for a while. This is a kind of a serious comment. I thought that we were in kind of in need of a serious comment. I was in school the other day, and actually it was today, and sure enough we were talking about VD, or sexually or socially transmitted diseases, and I don't know if any of you guys know it out there, but gonorrhea has become the number one sexually transmitted disease, followed very closely, in fact, in some places overtaken by herpes. And herpes, if some of you don't know, doesn't have a cure. Kind of shocking, huh? Shocked me. Anyway, we had this lady lecturing from some institute, I forgot. She was telling us that there are all these new exotic strains of VD that often, like sometimes gonorrhea, that don't have any cure. There are also all these weird exotic strains of herpes now that you have to look out for. She was telling us about her own personal experience with a particular strain of herpes. She called it herpes. I don't know. I guess that's the guy who discovered it or something. And she's rather graphic in her detail. She said that she had it about a year ago. And the first sign is all of a sudden you get these swellings all over your body. They're kind of white swellings. And they almost look like little Volkswagens, you know, little Volkswagen bugs. And they're white. And you kind of get these all over your body, which, of course, can be very embarrassing. And then it goes into a latent stage. The swellings kind of disappear. And then she said for her, she all of a sudden had an uncontrollable urge to go to Monte Carlo. She certainly couldn't figure it out. You know, no one around her could, that she had to get the plane tickets and go to Monte Carlo. That's only the second stage. The third stage that really got her worried was once she got there, she kind of went bananas, you know what I mean? Actually, that's not my term, that's hers. I don't know any way else to express it, but she just said that once she got there, she just, you know, went bananas. So anyway, she got back, she's been taking shots for it, and she said that although there's no specific cure, there are these shots that you can take to keep it under control, because, like, she's here, if she stops the shots, she said the disease can, well, the way she said it, the disease can ride again, you know, and she could have to go back to Monte Carlo or something. And, well, the reason I'm telling you all this, she was telling us there's a lot of ignorance about herpes, and she says that probably the best thing to combat this is to combat all the ignorance about it. For instance, we have a very permissive society now, and a lot of people do things like go to Disney movies with a total stranger, right? You know, just for one night. They have no intention of going to a series of movies or any kind of long-term movie relationship, but they'll go to a Disney movie. They won't even know the person. So, really, get to know any person that you're going to see a Walt Disney film with. And, probably, you know, if you do get herpes, contact that person so you can tell them, because they don't want to go walking around with this giant bracing stripe down their back and a number painted on their side, and I'm certain you don't either. Well, that's been all from Steve Blueblood, and I hope that's all from you, too. Bye!
In the hills, high above Surf City, in the basement of the old brownstone Bel Air mansion with a second mortgage, there's two enemies of our country, unsuspected by anyone, even Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder. Especially Dean the Boy Blunder.
Especially!
Treachery. It's that evil Kong doctor, Dr. Vitamin, and his wretched little wife and assistant, Typo, who are at this very moment plotting the villainous deeds against us all.
Marshal, with this deadly little germ in the water supply of Surf City,
We shall destroy these warmongering imperialists once and for all.
Yes, most honorable husband and doctor.
Oh, what a diseased mind that fevered fiend. At this very moment, our heroes are performing in concert at Chicago's McCormick Place.
Don't worry, friends. They'll be back in just a while.
Meanwhile, backstage.
Oh, holy fake Newton, my transistorized taco shift cookie.
Copyright, 1966, Don Altfield, Cookie Company.
Altfeld is lighting up.
Hi, honeys. Boys, we need you back in Surf City. We need you, and we need you now.
It's a little lonely from Pasadena.
Suddenly, the youthful singers Jan and Dean assume the roles of Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder, and by instant distance metal powers transport themselves back to Surf City.
Wider.
Make up your mind.
Sorry.
Meanwhile, at Police Chief Barker's office.
The men? That demon of dispensary, Dr. Vitamin, and his wretched wife, Hypo, are planning some disease demonry. Do you have any ideas, deputies?
Yes, yes,
I don't know what to do.
I was pretending too someone here.
I wish they were here, too, because they could solve it, couldn't they?
Yeah, that was just my dream.
The who?
They
don't know
anything.
Well, I don't know.
I wish they were here.
As if in answer to his wish, the perilous partners enter Chief Barker's office.
Captain Jan, that toxic tyrant, Dr. Vitamin, sent his recording to my office just moments ago.
Also, take some friendly advice from your doctor. Drink one glass of water before bedtime, and your troubles will be gone for the...
Holy H2O! What can he mean, Captain Jan?
It's simple, good fellow. Our afflicted adversary is planning to poison Surf City's water supply. To our atom-powered Woody.
Who, me? Who's driving?
As captain here, I must take command and drive, Fink.
Shortly, our crusading companions screech up in front of the Surf City reservoir.
Police screech and skid.
Wait a minute. Something has gone awry. Our heroes have managed to slip into the reservoir.
You're stepping on my foot again.
Will the amazing allies escape their wet entrapment? Will they be able to stop that antiseptic devil, Dr. Vitamin, from carrying out his insidious plot? Hold your breath until the next episode.
Yeah, Uncle Freaky here. I'm sure you're all wondering what happened to Freaky from South. Well, nothing happened to it. We're taking a vacation. That's right. If you call it up now, you'll get us a referral to Freaky Phone North. But you might as well call. That's where our next couple tapes will be. Meanwhile, in L.A., we're moving. Again. Uh-huh. We'll be back in a month or two. A new number. Don't worry about it. So, keep listening. We'll keep you posted. And keep calling Freaky Phone North. Remember, a vote for Burke is a vote against Bell Security.
Hi, this is Mindy from Costa Mesa, and I agree with all these people who have been talking about getting a Gene Scott fan club together. And I was wondering if I could join and maybe get some of my other Jewish friends together. We could have a special little division, so we could call it Jews for Genas. You know, Gene Scott, well, anyway, okay, talk to you later, bye.
Well, being of Jewish ancestry myself, I got a bunch of other long-nosed people together, and we all kind of like fermented cream, in other words, cheese. So we got this group together called Jews for Cheeses.
Yes, Brian, I was just wondering about your sexual overtone operation. Is it the same operation that Al Bernay had? And if so, does that mean you'll be going bald within the next 3 or 4 years? Thank you very much, and please play this comment. Bye.
I think Brian's is relatively simple, which is why it only curled his hair. But I think Al's is a little more complicated. It involved small animals, various kitchen appliances, and his operation, I think it stretched over a few years, too. It had to be done in a small, uncivilized country where people don't frown on things like that.
Barky here! You know, this new freeway is great! Now I can use both sides of my phone room!
like a honey, oh, she makes that Coca-Cola do.
Hey! Hey! Wait a second. Hey, wait a second. I think it's time for side two to the ending here on Feedback. The input line is 982-6999. This is what happens when Brian lets me bring my music again. Right. Remember what Parky says. Use both sides. Call back to your side one.